the last call podcast of the week, and Merrick Garland decided to come out and say yes, he personally approved the raid on Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And this is nothing new. Why did we even think that this wasn't a possibility? Of course we knew this spineless turd was going to approve something like that. And T. Beckett Adams tweeted that there was a 35-minute wait for DOJ to unseal the warrant and property receipt, barring an objection from Trump. 2, Garland personally approved the raid. 3, stop being mean to the FBI. And 4, that's all, folks. So in other words, Merrick Garland came out and said, yeah, I approved it, and there's nothing you can do about it, because we don't like political enemies. Now, how they found out this information is extremely disturbing. Mark Levin, and he's a big-time radio show guy in the conservative markets, it's no accident or coincidence that the grand juries involved in January 6th and the National Archives are under the control of the same U.S. attorney in D.C., Matthew Graves, who is an Obama-Biden leftist, as is his wife. So once again, we've got Democrat operatives abusing their positions of power somewhere in the bowels of the bureaucracy that just harass people to the ends of the earth. If they don't like you, they will make sure they destroy you. This is not how the political system is supposed to work. We are all supposed to abide by the same rules, not abuse the rules, not try to find out ways to get around the rules. This is absolutely outrageous. And how could anybody in their right mind think that this won't come back around at some point when Republicans get into power? It doesn't matter which party is in power. If you're being immoral, it's going to get worse. It's absolutely stupid. Absolutely unmitigated stupidity. And Jackie Heinrich also tweeted, a federal law enforcement source tells me probable cause for search warrant very likely came from a Secret Service member. To obtain a criminal search warrant, the government must identify the specific item to be seized, the specific location of that item. That specific item is at that specific location at the precise moment. So the evidence is typically obtained in two ways, Jackie continues. 1, a wiretap. 2, a well-placed source giving real-time information to law enforcement. At Mar-a-Lago is surrounded by two people, political loyalists, and 2, law enforcement officers in the Secret Service. So Ms. Heinrich completely draws the conclusion that it is the Secret Service. How could a former president not trust the Secret Service? This isn't, you can't get any worse than this. You're talking about dictatorial style government here. You're talking about Gestapo. You're talking about Stasi. You're talking about everywhere and everyone is an enemy. You can't run a country like this. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. And remember that little point in there that we talked about how Merrick Garland got upset because the FBI was being was in the crosshairs. I can't speak anymore. I'm so tired today. It was in the crosshairs. Oh, stop making fun of them. Don't do mean things. Well, Paul Joseph Watson had a sharp eye. He's from Summit News. Media stopped describing targeting of Trump as a raid after former FBI agent complained. Stop talking about it that way. It doesn't sound nice. It doesn't make us sound good. Well, you aren't good. You haven't done a good thing in the past 6 years plus. All you've done is abuse your position, abuse your powers to go after somebody that the Democrats and the Republicans don't like, even though the overwhelming majority of voters and people in the United States do like, and they do want him to hold office. Too bad. This whole thing, has to come crashing down at some point, because you can't lead a country like this. You can't continue to function as a legitimate government knowing that you've got Gestapo agents in the Secret Service willing to backstab a former president for literal nonsense, for absolute nonsense, something that they need for a library. I mean, get out of here. Assuming that's the case, assuming that what I brought up last night with the with reference to the dark journalist isn't true. So former FBI assistant director Frank Figluizzi said agents don't like the word raid. They don't like it. It sounds like it's some kind of, you know, extrajudicial, non-legal thing. It's the execution of a search warrant. It's a court-authorized search warrant, he said. So he's trying to cover up because he knows that the FBI and the Department of Justice is in hot water. The optics on this whole thing is just awful. Figluizzi insisted the FBI would want to describe, as the AC goes off, describe as them having executed a search warrant and calling it a raid helped Trump define what happened as prosecutorial misconduct. Oh, too bad. Too bad. I'm sorry you don't like how your position is being framed. Well, guess what? Nobody liked, absolutely nobody liked what the FBI did to Donald Trump over the past 6 years and is still doing to that man. It is stunning, just stunning, that the Biden administration will go this far. I can't even call it the Biden administration. It's got to be Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in the background orchestrating all of this, because we all know that Joe Biden is just brain dead. We all know he can't even tie his shoes, never mind sign off on orders and try to find out what Trump is hiding. I mean, he's not coherent. Where is the execution of the 25th Amendment? The guy should be drummed out of office, and then you'll have Kamala Harris, and then you'll have real problems, because then the emperor is going to be proven to have zero clothes if somebody like Kamala Harris is in the presidency, because the Democrats will never recover from somebody like that. She's so stupid, it hurts my hair. Oh, what a moron. Okay, I can't go on with this AC, but I'll leave it with, you know what, I'll leave it at that. Here's my prediction. My prediction is that they're going to try to arrest Donald Trump. And I think they're going to try to, drag out a lawsuit based on nothing, the same way they did. And it just gets louder and louder, that air conditioning, the same way they did during the whole January, not the January 6th thing, during the whole Russiagate thing. They will only allow certain bits of emails to be released, certain bits of information to be released. They'll censor the rest of the documents to allow you to infer that something absolutely terrible is going on and Trump was an imminent danger to the United States itself. It's absolutely outrageous. I can't do this anymore. I can't do it. I got the effing AC on. I've got Chi-Chi in the background, the program observer, just chirping away, making sure that I can't do that. I'm done for this week. This, by the way, is the second podcast I did because there was some sort of technical error that forced me to do it another time. So I'm the world and the galaxy and the universe is telling me no more, and that's going to be it. A very disjointed, dysfunctional last podcast of the week with Chris Michaels, and that's going to be it for me.